Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. It's another beautiful day. It's another day to be thankful. What are you thankful for? Today is the second day in the month of October 2024. It's a beautiful Wednesday. And we do pray that it's going to be a very, 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 very good day for each and every one of us. I would like to specially welcome you to a brand new day. But before we go into the word for today, I want you to just search within and just identify the areas you are thankful to God about. And I want you to just express how thankful you are to God. If it's by dancing, by singing, by your exhortation, if you want to, just wave your tambourines. Just do everything you can right now to let God know how much you really, really appreciate Him. Lord Jesus, we've come with our hearts bare in our hands and we've come to say a very big thank you to you. No tongue, no amount of singing can actually describe how we feel right now. But Lord Jesus, we are thankful. Nothing we say will be able to put our words together to show how much we really, really appreciate you. Lord, you're merciful, you are kind, and you are good to each and every one of us. That's why we've come to say thank you. If you're just joining us for the very first time and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear and share the Word of God. So if you are here and you have lots of questions that are yet to be answered, this is just a platform for you to be. And if you are frequent on this show and you have not invited somebody, this is another chance to tell somebody that it is time for a devotion. This is another time to win a soul to Christ. So I want you to wake everybody around you, tell your friends, tell your family, and let the world know that it's time for our devotion. Get your pens, get your Bibles, and your notepad. Let's dive into the Word of God. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you are welcome. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, Very Easy Prayers, Part 1. Very Easy Prayers, Part 1. Our hymn for today is hymn 18. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty. Our Bible in one year is taken from Matthew chapter 5 to chapter 6. Matthew from chapter 5 to chapter 6. Our memory verse today is taken from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that He is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Psalm 34, from verse 1 to 4. Psalm 34, from verse 1 to 4, which says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make it boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's Bible reading says, there are five categories of prayers. Again, our topic today says, very easy prayers, part one. There are five categories of prayers. Very easy prayers, hard prayers, dangerous prayers, and impossible prayers. For the next few days, I will be teaching on each of them to help you have more robust prayer life. The first category of prayer is the very easy prayers. This is praise and worship. Praise and worship is very easy because you don't have to be a theologian to praise God. Even little children can praise Him, like we see in Matthew chapter 21 from verse 15 to 16. Matthew chapter 21 from verse 15 to 16. David said a soul would not forget all of God's benefits, and so he would bless the Lord, like we see in Psalm 103 verse 2. As the songwriter said, if you count your blessings and name them one by one, it will be easy to praise God. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalm 34 verse 1. You can praise God non-stop because praising Him is very easy when you count your blessings. It is very easy to do, yet it is extremely powerful. Unfortunately, many Christians don't praise God much. When we were about to open the first parish of the Redeemed Christian Church of God in Abuja, I was in my hotel room praying concerning the program that would hold that evening and asking God to perform miracles, heal the sick, and save souls. While praying, God said, shut up. Am I your houseboy? Have you thanked me for all I've done for you in the past? I said, oh Lord, thank you for all you have done in the past. Tonight, please heal the sick. Again, he told me to shut up and that I should only praise him and not ask for anything for the next 3 days. It was very difficult, but I did it anyway. By the end of the third day, he said, select elders. We will be going around teaching the doctrines of the church to strengthen its foundation, because all you have seen thus far is addition. Get ready for multiplication. The result of praising him then can be clearly seen today, as RCCG has indeed multiplied greatly. Do engage in this very easy prayer of praise and worship. How often do you praise God? Look around you. There are multitudes of things you can praise God for. Praise Him continually for them. I know there are some things that you wish He has done, but what about all the things that He has done already? If you find it difficult to praise God for what He has done, how do you expect Him to do more? Don't be an ingrate. Go ahead and praise God with all your might. Today's Open Heaven comes at an action point that says, spend the rest of today praising God. Don't ask for anything. Just praise Him all day long. I wanted to take a second of your time, like we do at the beginning of every single segment, but we will do this at the end. This will be the first time we are doing this. I want you to take a second to begin to thank God. Thank God for the things He has done, the things you see, the things you are yet to see. Appreciate Him. May God accept our worship in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for joining us. And if this Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can do that by sharing. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to share. The link will appear above. Copy the link and share today. You can also join us live every morning, 7 a.m. GMT. 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com and on our mobile app on Play Store and Apple Store. Download Praise Palace Radio. This will give you access to all our amazing shows lined up throughout the day. It promises to be exciting. But before we go, if you are yet to give your life to Christ, I would like you to take this time to begin to assess your life. Assess everything around you and ask yourself if truly you have given your life genuinely to Christ, or you do not even have any encounter with Christ at all. I want to tell you that weight is not worth carrying. That burden is not worth carrying. Jesus is everly available to carry that weight. He wants to listen. He wants to be there for you. But all is waiting for you to invite him into your heart. So if you are ready to do this morning, I want you to join me as we invite him into our lives this morning. I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. And if you are rededicating your life, you can also take this prayer. Lord Jesus, I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. And I ask that you cleanse me of every unrighteousness. I ask that you wash me clean. Father, I ask that your blood save me. Lord Jesus, come into my life. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. Begin to rule and reign in my life as I release my will and my totality to you today. Thank you, Lord, for hearing me. For in Jesus' name I've prayed. If you took that prayer with me, I would like to congratulate you. And I'd like to tell you that this is not the last thing that you should do. You can as well join a Bible-believing church today and develop your spiritual life. If you have any issues finding a Bible-believing church, you can always reach out to us on Instagram, praisepalace_radio UK, praisepalace_radio UK. Reach out to us and we'll link you up with the closest Bible-believing church around you. Thank you for staying tuned till this moment, till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Have a beautiful day. God bless you.